radio throughout the Durham County of Oshawa and the Greater Toronto Area through www.oshawarocks.com. With that, I would like to also mention that we can also be found on YouTube at our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With that mentioned, I would like to start this third and final hour of today's program with a double feature on one of my dearest and most loyal friends in all music, and that, of course, is a dear friend of mine who's like a second dad to me, Tom Wilson of Brockville, who celebrates his 88th birthday today, born this very day 88 years ago. With that, I would like to salute Tom with two special songs, which were very important to his career. First, it'll be his biographical song called The Electric Radio, about his radio show and his band. Then we'll follow with his signature song called The St. Lawrence River's My Home. With that, I would like to welcome you all to this weekend's program, but also mention that next Sunday, we will have Tom on the air via phone interview as we celebrate his 88th birthday party here on the Way Back with Johnny show. With that, I'd also like to wish him a very happy birthday today. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 101.9 FM and www.osherrocks.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him, Tom Wilson and his Western All-Star.
This record was very good to us. Every place we go, people seem to recognize us by this tune. I didn't write this number. A fellow by the name of Jim Plumley wrote it for us down in Brockville, but I was born on the St. Lawrence River, and here's the St. Lawrence River's my home.
I was born beside that river. River, mighty river, rolling river, and boats on the river. It's a sight to fill your heart.
Thank you very much.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classics by our good friend Tom Wilson, who celebrates his birthday today, we are once again looking at the east coast of Canada with some great Atlantic lullabies. With that mentioned, let's remember a few east coast legends and favorites. First, we'll hear from, in my opinion, our queen of Newfoundland, Miss Joan Morrissey, who I paid tribute to last weekend in a classic called Don't Come Where We're To, Stay Where You're At. Then we'll follow with a song by Roy Payne from Newfoundland, and it's going to be a song I've really fallen in love with called The Last Train Headed Home. Then we'll wrap up with a salute to Newfoundland here this morning with our good friend and dear friend of mine, and also forever known as the true king of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and his classic called I'm Coming Home to You, Newfoundland. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody down on the east coast of Canada, and especially Peter and Myrna Trenholm. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners.
Refuse to jump and go. If you can't raise a smile and carry through, then don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. Then stay back over on the other side. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. Big golden mainland calf. Just think forever.
for new faith. And let the new feeblet run once more. The first time that I left home, I left home on the bullet. And my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sound of trains and old train whistles. So let me ride the bullet for the last train going home. It's a shame, Lord, that some things, they never last. Ah, the Carson and the bullet, they now sit in the past. The Carson's dead, but the bullet's still alive. So when I die, let her ride one more time. The first time that I left home, I left home on the bullet. And my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sound of trains and old train whistles. So let me ride the bullet for the last train going home. Yes, let me ride the bullet for the last train going home.
Home to you, Newfoundland, my native home across the Atlantic Sea. I'm coming home to you, Newfoundland, your favorite native son I'll always be. I've seen the world and all its wonders. Their beauty can't compare to the island of Newfoundland. You're always home to me. I want to see your snow-capped mountains in the winter, hear the birds singing in the spring, walk along the trails in your forest the way I did when I was just a kid. I want to walk again along your main street and smile at the folks that I meet and listen to the rippling of the waters flowing from your beautiful stream. See the Cabot Tower on your hillside, your cathedral standing stately in the square. I hear your church bells ringing Sunday morning, just the way they did when I was little.
singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And her singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass songs. As last weekend, I got to take part in the 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival in Spencerville, Ontario. With that mentioned, it was a wonderful festival with lots of wonderful music. So let's begin with a few songs that I picked up along the way last weekend off the albums of those performing. First of all, we're going to hear a song by my good friend Larry Efaw from Ohio, and it'll be off his newly released album called Your Letter Overdue. Then we'll follow with Kingston's own Grace Timmerman, and it'll be a song she recently recorded on Larry's newest album called Roses in the Snow. Then we'll wrap up this selection of bluegrass favorites with, yes, Miss Rhonda Vincent, who I had the honor of meeting last Saturday. It'll be her version of a song she recently recorded titled Take Me Home Country Roads off her newest project called Destinations and Other Fun Places. With that, I would like to say thank you once again to Kim and Lisa for inviting me out to the festival, and also send these out to Sparky, or also known as Sandra Day, up here in Ingleside, Ontario. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening out there, friends.
almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road. Painted on the sky, missed a taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. Country road.
Right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? And the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to Rose Maddox, who would have celebrated her 100th birthday this past Friday, the 15th of August. Miss Rose Maddox will forever be remembered as a true innovator of the country music sound in the golden era of country music. However, she would record into the 80s and 90s as well. With that, let's begin with a song called The Place Where Love Comes From. Then we'll follow with the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite, Later later recording out in 1994 called Dusty Memories, and we'll wrap up with a classic called Bloodstained Hands. Now, these later two songs are from her last album in 1994 called 32 Cents and a Dream. With that, here's Miss Rose Maddox.
I've been away, but I haven't been standing still. I've been running through the meadows and walking through the hills. I've been washing in the river and drying in the hot, hot sun. And I've been looking for the place where love comes from. I thought I was alone. I thought I was an only child. I was always in trouble. I was always running wild. And then I found out that I'm not the only one to be looking for the place where love comes from. Oh, love is all around, wherever you may be. You can find it in the city, you can feel it in the country. Oh, love is all around, and if you want some, come go with me to the place where love comes from. It was late last night, I was up in the tall green trees, and I thought I was lost, and I thought I was crazy, when the light came on, just as bright as the noonday sun. It was shining on the place where love comes from. Oh, love is all around, wherever you may be. You can find it in the city, you can feel it in the country. Love is all around, and if you want some, come go with me to the place where love comes from. dusty memories take me back to the hardest times of all. No rain, no money, everyone was hungry, and the bank that had my savings took a fall. Dusty memories I still hate to recall. In my mind I see a 20-acre farm, cracked and dried like their skin. In my mind I see a windmill like a flower on a grave, blowing in the wind, blowing in the wind. Dusty memories take me back to the hardest times of all. No rain, no money, everyone was hungry, and the bank that had my savings took a fall. Dusty memories I still hate to recall.
Dusty memories in the 1930s, when me and the rest of the family rode a freight train all the way from Alabama to California, right through the middle of the Oklahoma Dust Bowl. America was in the midst of a Great Depression. But these folks in Oklahoma, they had a double problem. They had no water.
Dusty memories take me back to the hardest times of all. No rain, no money, everyone was hungry, and the bank that had my savings took a fall. Dusty memories I still hate to recall. Bloodstained hands of my Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he took my sins and hung right there and died. But death could not defeat him, and the third day he did rise. He said, believe, for I am he who gives eternal life. Cling to the bloodstained hands of Jesus. Better things and life are always free, but the best there ever was in life died for you and me. The gift of all creation was left hanging on a tree. Those bloodstained hands reaching out for all who would believe. Cling to the bloodstained hands of Jesus. Let the man's bloodstained hands take away your death.
same hand take away your death.
Well, come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit spencervillefair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
Yes, friends, we're coming down on the last few songs of the Way Back with Johnny show for this Sunday. With that mentioned, and those classics by Rose Maddox played, I would like to share an audio that I have been trying to locate on my computers for some time now. However, I have been unable to, but our good friend Bill White of White Pines Bluegrass, and also Bluegrass for You, has recently recorded in a home recording version of the song I was looking for, and that is a song called Mother's Request. I'd like to dedicate this to my beloved Mama Dawn today, and also all the mothers listening in today. With that, we will be back following this. Send us into the Way Back Song of the Week, and then send us all home. Welcome in.
Mama took sick late last autumn, so quickly she faded away. As the family had gathered by her bedside, these were the last words we heard Mama say. Buy me no gravestone for a marker, place no cold marble slab where I lay. Just plant some roses where I'm sleeping, so I can smell the roses every day. The family was all sad and disappointed when they heard Mama's last request, for they'd planned a beautiful monument for the place where Mama laid rest. But just like when Mom was here with us, problems arose from day to day. Seems when all was said and done, Mama still had the final say. It's been nearly a year now since Mama passed on and left the family home. But I still go by her grave nearly every day, so she knows she's not alone. And those flowers that we planted, why, they just continue to grow and grow. They blossom so beautiful each and every day, even through the cold winter snow. I never questioned this miracle. I never asked the reason why. I know that my mom is so special that God won't let Mama's roses die. Buy me no gravestone for a marker, place no cold marble slab where I lay. Just plant some roses where I'm sleeping, so I can smell the roses every day. And yes, I know that Mama smells her roses each and every day.
Now, friends, it is once again that time of the program to pay tribute to the Way Back Song of the Week. And as we pay tribute to the golden era of country music, and remember this weekend's Way Back Song of the Week, with that mentioned, this song is very fitting for all the hot weather we have been having lately. And boy, isn't it hot out there. Well, with that, it's going to be a song by Miss Rose Maddox from 1959, titled Chocolate Ice Cream Cone. With that, we will be back following this, send us all home. But for right now, let's enjoy some ice cream on this Sunday morning. Welcome in, friends, and here we go with an all-time classic by Miss Rose Maddox.
My mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the thing she said, and then she made some gingerbread. Then I went out, just me alone, and got my chocolate ice cream cone. On a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone. A little puppy came along and took a great big lick. And then I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sat down, and he chased me all over town. And now I'm lost, I can't find my home.
Well, yes, it's once again that time in the program. Say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the program today. Without you, I would not be able to do this program. With that mentioned, I would like to also share that Rose Maddox sadly passed away at the age of 72 on April 15th in 1998. She passed away due to kidney failure back then, but will forever live on in the memories and the music that she performed and carried on throughout life. So for many of us friends and fans of the Rose Maddox and the Maddox Brother team, they have been an all too often undersought and underappreciated group of musicians. It is a sad fact that Rose Maddox and her brothers are yet to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. However, I hope one day this wrong will be righted. With that mentioned, we will send us home today with a classic by Rose Maddox herself called Tonight I'm On Stage, which was of course taken off her 1994 album titled 32 Cents in a Dream. Then we'll follow with a beautiful yet haunting version of Rose Maddox and her version of Amazing Grace. With that, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long for now, friends, and happy listening. Keep it country out there.
Sing the songs of the memories we made. The heyday is over, but the feeling remains. When the Maddox brothers and Rose took the stage, everyone stopped to hear the songs that we sang. For my brothers, it's over. For me, it remains. I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage.
singing's all I've ever known, and that's all I'll do until I'm called home to be with my brothers united again. I know they are picking in God's holy band. When the Maddox brothers and Rose took the stage, everyone stopped to hear the songs that we sang. For my brothers, it's over. For me, it remains. I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage. Everyone stopped to hear the songs that we sang. For my brothers, it's over. For me, it remains. I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage. Yes, I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage.
I first believed.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your own host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting from Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's here if you will.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands.